Welcome to this time of refreshing. This is a radio message that was preached from the platform of Kingdom Word Ministries by Pastor Banky.
Now we are still continuing what we have been saying about the giant killer. Let's never forget it. God's plan for his children is that no matter what the challenges and the trials of this life might be, they have the ability to overcome it. That is, the problems of life are not designed to tackle and bring down the child of God. In fact, they were put in there so that the people of God will be able to build or exercise the strength that God has placed inside them and demonstrate, that's the word, demonstrate the triumphant spirit that they have. In fact, you remember that in the promised land, when God took the children of Israel into the promised land, he said to them simply, that I will not take away all the problems in the land for you. What I will do is that I will leave some of the problems there so that it will be for you a kind of training for war. So a lot of nations in the promised land were left behind for the people of Israel to learn war. That is, the problems will be there, but it's not because God couldn't take them away. But he wants you to face them and by that train yourself in the ability to tackle the challenges of life. Challenges of life, don't ever forget, they were not there. They were not put out there or allowed to remain there so that you will fall by them, but so that you will demonstrate the strength that God has placed inside you. In fact, when Jesus was speaking about the parable of when he was talking about the sower and the seed, he said that the persecution that comes, all right, is like the sun. And if you know, the sun is required, all right? The sun is required for the plants to be able to produce. So the persecutions and the trials of life, they were not put there to kill somebody, but to help the person become productive in life. James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. He said, because the trial of your faith works patience. And this patience, he said, when it has had its perfect work, you will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Are they lacking in no ability, lacking in no resources? So don't ever forget it. As a child of God, inside you is the ability to tackle giants. And the giants in life, even though they are out there, you are able to take them out. And we've been seeing why the strength that God gave a lot of us as children of God, we might waste it and we are not able to tackle the giant. Remember the story of Samson and Delilah. Samson lost his strength. Delilah was not a problem. And Delilah will encounter all of us in life. Each person will encounter his or her own Delilah. Delilah is not a woman. Delilah is a spirit. You understand? In Samson's case, he came in the form of a woman. Many of us, Delilah will come in the form of a business deal. Delilah will come in the form of a government job, a contract, different things. And then they will come with the temptations that will want to take us out of the will of God for our lives. But if we have the strength in us, if we have the strength preserved, then we'll be able to overcome our Delilah. What happened to Samson? He wasted his strength by going to many women. He went to Gaza and there he saw a harlot and he went into her and stuff like that. Those were the times that he wasted his strength. Sin, we said, is that which takes us away, which leaks our ability, all right, from succeeding in life. Sin is not just a moral matter. It is anything that you are doing that's weakening your spiritual ability. Now, next part of it I'm talking about is how people build up their strength. We said that the strength that we have, God gave us the responsibility either to build it up or to waste it, all right? Or no, we have the opportunity to waste it or we can take the responsibility and build it up. And two people we said we'll look at in this series are David and Caleb and Joshua. Joshua and Caleb. These are the people that built up their strength. These people saw giants. Everybody was there with them. They saw the giants also. But David saw Goliath as a giant that could be conquered. In the same manner, Caleb and Joshua saw the giants in the promised land as people that could be conquered. And let me say this to us again. You see through your eyes, you do not see with your eyes. People must understand that. Your eyes are made for you to see through. They are not made for you to see with. That is, the things that your eyes perceive must be interpreted by what you have inside your heart. It is not what your eyes see really that's the primary thing. It is what your heart sees through the eyes that matter. That is, these people went to the promised land, they saw the giants. Everybody could measure the height. That's what the eyes saw. Everybody could see their size. That's what the eyes saw. Everybody could see the productivity of the land. The 12 spies that went in there, they saw how rich the land was. Those were the things that the eyes saw. But what did the heart see through the eyes? Some said, we are like grasshoppers in their sight. And so are we in our own eyes. That's what the 10 spies said. That was what their heart saw. But Joshua and Caleb said it is not like that. Joshua and Caleb said that their defenses are departed away from them. We are able to win in any battle against them. That is, their own heart saw through their eyes victory. Their own heart, all right, their heart saw through their eyes. They saw the victory that God could wrought. They saw that the people could not move the way they could move if the strength of God was with them. And that's what made them giant killers. It is not what is out there that's primary. It is your own interpretation of the events that are out there. And your interpretation is based upon what is in your heart. And when we're talking about what is in your heart, there are two things there. There's the strength of God inside your heart. And number two, there is the understanding and the knowledge of God, which is also in your heart. I've talked about it before, that in the spiritual things of this world, and never forget, life is controlled by spiritual things. In the spiritual realm of this world, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. That is, if inside my heart, I know that my God is a victorious God. When I'm moving to my promised land, and I see giants in there, I will not be afraid, because the power of God is inside my heart by reason of the knowledge of that God that I have. That's what happened to Joshua and Caleb. So they were able to face the giants, and they took them out. Of course, all of us know the story of David and Goliath. But one story that many of us don't realize is that story of Caleb, all right? Which is very interesting. Let me just quickly read that. Because I'm trying to emphasize the fact that we can take out giants. And how do we build up our strength? Because the way by which we take out the giants is not by our own strength. It is by the strength of God. And that's something I must not forget to emphasize. It is not by our own strength. It is by the strength of God. Let's quickly read something about the life of the man Caleb. Very interesting. Now, the story is in the book of Joshua chapter 14. And this was when Caleb moved. Of course, remember that Joshua took over from Moses as the leader of Israel. And Caleb, his longtime friend, all right, came one day to him to come and make a demand. And that demand was based upon the word that God spoke to them through the man of God, Moses. He said to Joshua, in around verse 6, he said, you know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea was the place from where they moved to go and spy the land, and where they returned to come and report to Moses and the people what they saw. Caleb said here in verse 7, I was 40 years old when Moses sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought word back to him as it was in my heart. Now please notice this. I brought word back to him as things were in my heart. I brought word back to him, not according to the circumstances out there, but according to what was in my heart. What was it that was in my heart? It was that I understood that God was strong. And therefore, when I was looking through my eyes and seeing the giants, all I could see was what was in my heart. Are you getting me? And then because of that, I saw that we could overcome the giants. So I said, just like he also did, I'm putting many words together now. He was saying to Joshua, just like he also did, I said that we can take over this land. And because God was with us. And then he said, nevertheless, verse 8, the brethren who were with me make the heart of the people melt. Why? Because of what was in their own heart. He said, but I followed the Lord my God fully. Please, I'm going to get back to that later. I followed the Lord my God fully. He said, because of this, notice this. Moses said, surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever. Again, he said, it's because you followed the Lord my God fully. He said, now, let me just read this. Now, behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years. From the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, he said, and now I am 85 years old today. He said, I am still as strong today as I was 45 years ago. He said, therefore, give me the word. Let me go and take this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. He said, even though I have heard that the Anakim are there with great fortified cities. Now, this is what you need to know. So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb until this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully. Now, I read all of this to come to this particular point. It said, now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest amongst the Anakim. The Anakim were the giants. Now, notice this. The name of the place was formerly Kiriath Arba, but Caleb and co. renamed the place Hebron. Now, it became their inheritance. Now, notice something. The land that belonged to the tougher giants Caleb and his boys went in there. He was 85 years old, and he had the strength of a 40-year-old man. And he went and did battle. Now, why did he have that strength? And he won in that battle, of course. Why did he have that strength? He said it was because he followed the Lord his God fully. And I've been explaining that, listen, the way by which we tackle giants in life is to build up the strength inside our hearts and be careful not to deplete it. I started this series by explaining that Samson was a man who had that dose of strength in him, but he wasted it by going to many places, hanging out with harlots, hanging out with all kinds of strange people, doing sharp businesses, telling lies, leaking his spiritual energy. But David, Joshua, Caleb, in their own circumstances, they built up their strength, and that enabled them in the time of trial, okay, to bring down giants, all right? Now you see that David was a man who, he faced Goliath. He saw Goliath. Again, don't ever forget this. David saw Goliath. The whole of Israel saw Goliath. Saul, the king of Israel, the tallest man in Israel, don't forget. A few years before, when Saul was anointed king, Saul was a head and a neck higher than every other, taller than every other person in Israel. He was the tallest. That is, the next person in height to Saul in Israel when he was appointed king was the height of his shoulders. This was a great man, physically speaking. Yet when he saw the giant, he was weak in himself. But David, because he was strong in himself, spoke according to what was inside his heart. And we saw the consequence of that. It was that he went out, faced Goliath, and he brought down Goliath. My emphasis, please, in these teachings, my emphasis is, what did the people do that made them so strong in themselves that when they looked through their eyes at the challenges of this world, they saw victory? When they looked through their eyes, remember, you don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. You see with your heart. It is what is in your heart that decides how you view the things of life. Many people have closed businesses because power is not constant. They do not see opportunities in the places where opportunities are because they are not seeing with their heart, they are seeing with their eyes. They think you look with your eyes. But no, I'm saying to you again today, you look with your heart. It is what is inside your heart that decides how you interpret the things that are outside. So why? That's what we're talking about. Did Caleb, Joshua, and David, who came after them, why did those people have the strength in their heart? And that's what we are reading again. Caleb said to us, it is because I followed the Lord my God fully. Now let me say this. The strength which we will win in life, I need to emphasize that, is not our own strength. I like one thing that Hannah said. If you go and read that story, it's in 1 Samuel chapter 2. When she was praising God after God gave her the victory because of the birth of Samuel, she said, "For by strength shall no man prevail." That a man does not prevail by his own strength. No human being. And that was Hannah speaking. So she was talking about everybody. Man, woman, you will not overcome in life because you are strong in yourself. You will not overcome in business because you have good financial backers. You will not overcome in this life because your parents are very rich. You will not overcome in this life because you are connected to the governor, the president, or a senator. You will not overcome in this life. Those are the things that they call strength or might. He said, by this strength, no man will prevail. How do we prevail? It is by the strength of God. Zechariah said it like this in chapter 4. He says, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. It is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. And what does it mean by my spirit? That is, the spirit is the power of God. It is the might of God. How do we triumph in life? It is by using the power of God to face the challenges. What am I saying? The strength with which those men face the challenges of life is the strength of God that was inside them. And then the ability to recognize that strength is what makes them that made them triumphant in those circumstances. You remember that the words that Joshua spoke, the words that Caleb spoke, was that if the Lord our God is with us, we'll be able to overcome them. These are the very words they spoke, Joshua and Caleb. They spoke to the people and said that the land which we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. That's in Numbers chapter 14. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us. Let's not rebel against the Lord. Let's not fear the people of the land, for they shall become our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, of course, by the Lord. And the Lord is with us. So he said, do not fear them. Are you seeing that? That is, the strength to triumph was not personal strength, was not their own might. It was that God was with them. What was he saying? That I am not going to do well in this business because my uncle is now a bank manager. I am not going to do in this my career. I am not going to do very well because the vice chancellor is my friend. I am not going to do well because now my one of my townsmen, all right, is now a senator. Those are not the things I am relying upon. I am saying if the Lord my God is with me, you must understand this. There are many people, they want to do ministry. They think they have to link up with one big bishop so that the person can give them exposure. No, I am saying if the Lord my God is with me. Many people want to do business. They say, no, unless you are connected with a very rich man, you cannot do well. These people say it's not like that. If the Lord my God is with me, it is with the strength of God we triumph in this life. What am I trying to say? That is what we do is to build up that strength. And how do we build up the strength? The other time I was speaking about the power of eternal life. And I said that in the realm of the spirit, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. That is, it is when we recognize, number one, that the strength of God is with us because of our relationship with him. When we recognize that the strength of God is with us because of our relationship with him, that is the first thing that we put in place so that we'll be able to build up this spiritual strength that we're talking about. Now, but the other thing I want to bring out, which I'm talking about, you know, what we're talking about is how do we build up the strength? I want us to go back to those words that Caleb spoke. In fact, first of all, let's look at how God responded in that Numbers chapter 14 to the words of Caleb. God said it like this, and which was what Caleb himself was quoting to Joshua in Joshua chapter 14. He said, God was speaking. He said, but Caleb my servant, because he had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it. Now, please notice that. So you see that what was going to bring Caleb into that land was because he was following the Lord his God fully. Please, you must understand. David said it like this. This was the secret of his own strength. He said, my soul follows hard after you, O God. That is important for us to understand. That this man's heart was following hard. The word that David used was hard. My soul follows hard after you, O God. That's in the book of Psalm chapter 63 in verse 8. So David said it like this. My soul follows hard after you. He said, your right hand upholds me. Now, that is so beautiful for us to realize that the person whose right, God's right hand upholds, the person whose God's hand causes to triumph in life, is the person whose soul is following hard after him. And in the case of Caleb and Joshua, a different expression was used. And the expression was that they followed the Lord, their God, fully. So when Caleb was going to make a claim on that land, and he came to Joshua, he said, now give me the marching order. Give me the instruction to go out and take that land that was promised to me. Why was it promised to me? He said, because I followed the Lord my God fully. That is, the right hand of God will uphold me because I'm following him fully. That is, my ability to overcome giants in life is not because I have the strength in myself to overcome giants. Many people make the mistake. They think that because I went to school, I'm very, very smart. When I was doing my SSC exam, my WAEC exams, I got 6 A1s. You know, I was the best student in the whole state. And then when I did jump, just one hand, I got 300. My post-UME, I passed. I came out of university eventually with a first class. And on top of all of this, I am connected. Therefore, life will respond to me. I have bad news for you. You're about to be disappointed. Life is stronger than your qualifications. I remember when I was in school that time, when I was an undergraduate medical student, we did our post in psychiatry. I still remember one particular patient we had on the psychiatric ward. And one of the senior doctors there telling us, one of the guy, a very intelligent guy, he said this guy was a first class student in engineering. That's what he said to us. And there he was on the psychiatric ward there, all right? And we're using him to learn how to treat people whose brains have gone out of order. Life is tougher than your intelligence. That's what I'm trying to explain. Life is tougher than your intelligence. A young man came to me once. He wanted to get a visa to go to the UK. And they had tried. It did not work. And then he met a man who was very rich. And the man said to him, don't worry. I will help you. The day you are going to go to the embassy, I will give you so and so amount of pounds. And you will carry that cash or lodge it in an account. And they will see that you have money. And then you will go in. They will give you the visa. The day before the visa interview, he called the man's office to remind him that tomorrow is the visa interview, and they told him that, have you not heard? Heard what? The man died, I think a day or two before that. By strength shall no man prevail. Life is too tough for you to rely on anybody. That's why when one government changes, a lot of people that used to be rich suddenly they become poor. Some people start a contract, they will never get paid. Why? Life is tougher than your own strength. That's the point I'm trying to make. And that was why Hannah said to us, by strength shall no man prevail. What she was saying in effect is that I have experienced this strength. Let's take an example. When I was getting married, I thought I was a very good girl and everything would go smoothly. My father was very rich. I married a very good man. After many years, she saw frustration. By the time she finally prayed to God and used the strength of God to overcome in life, she turned to all of us and said, by strength shall no man prevail. That's what I'm trying to explain. How do we prevail? It is by using the strength of God. How do we prevail? It is by focusing our energies. That's what we do. We don't spend our energy trying to build up outside. We spend our energy trying to follow God fully. We follow hard after him. When we follow hard after him, he manifests, all right, his power on our behalf. I like to use the story of David all the time, how David became king. Number one, how David killed Goliath. It was the most interesting battle. The man used a stone and a sling to bring down a giant. Listen, if God is with you, that 500 naira which you thought was not enough to start a business, we build a business that eventually will be valued in billions and billions of dollars. And you will remember the story that I started with only 500 naira. But those who had connections and came out with billions, where are they today? They are the Goliaths of that time. They are gone. I took them down with just my sling and my stone. What was my sling and my stone? 500 naira in my hand, with the power of God working with me. Because what God does is to bring you favors. What God does is to show you things that other people are not seeing. What God does is to show you opportunities. And when the time is right, when he needs to do it, he brings men in your direction to come and help you. When God wanted to establish David as king, what he did was to bring the strong men in Israel who by themselves came to him and said, we want to help you become king. He was not the one trying to be. One of the mistakes that Samuel made was because when God chose Saul, Samuel noticed that Saul was a very tall man. So when next God said, go and choose me another king, the moment Eliab, the senior in the house of Jesse, of course, that was the family of David. When the moment Eliab came in, Samuel said, wow, this guy reminds me of Saul. Reminds me of Saul. Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And God said, this is not how I judge you. I don't lift a man up because of his external qualities. I lift him up because of his internal qualities. That is, if his soul is following hard after me, then he will be the one to triumph in life. But if he's walking by his own strength, listen, I keep on telling people, Satan is wiser than human beings are. The only way you can overcome Satan is by relying on the word of God and not relying on your own strength. Sometimes I look at people, you know, you read IMF, you write their report. This is what is going on in Nigeria. They will write reports. Half of those reports, hear me, they are not true. They will tell you this is what is going on in this country. They make their projections. Half of what they are saying are not true. People want to build their expectations based on what IMF said. They will tell you that they've given a particular country AAA rating for their credits. They've brought one down to BB minus, and they keep on saying all of those things. Listen, those are the things that Samuel saw, and he too made a mistake. He said, I remember when this man went to America, he prospered. So this is the key to prosperity. Get me another American visa. Get me a man that is tall. That's what he was saying concerning Eliab, when he saw Eliab. And God said, no. I mean, I prospered a man in one country. It is not because of the country that he prospered. It was because of me that he prospered. And if this time around, I want another king, and it doesn't look like Saul, it does not mean that he will not overcome. And when David finally came, he said, arise and anoint him, because this is he. What am I saying? It was the following hard after God in the heart of David. It was the following fully of the Lord in the heart of Joshua and Caleb that made them effective as killers of giants. And if we are going to overcome also in life, it will not be because of the external things that people can see. It will be because inside us we built up our spiritual strength and we're able, all right, to download God's strength to work on our behalf. I hope you've gotten my point.
You have just listened to a radio message by Pastor Banky. More of this and other messages are available from our website, kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.org. To contact us, especially to let us know how much this has been a blessing to you, please write us at radiosermons@gmail.com or pastor@kwm.com.ng. Do not forget to do your part in spreading the kingdom of God by sharing this message with someone else. Thank you for listening, and may the fruit of this word blossom in your life.